And we take responsibility for this because we want to get you ready for the night in sports. Part of our job, right? I want you to be prepared. We never mentioned the very small piece of news that the Yankees brought back Adam Ottavino and instantly activated him, which means there were a good portion of people sitting down, watching the Yankee game, chilling, having a good time, having a drink.
I had no idea.
Who see him come in and are like, what the hell is this?
Right. Not only that, Yankee Twitter last night, when they first showed him warming up in the bullpen, I couldn't believe it. Everybody went, wait a minute, that wasn't an April Fool's joke?
Right. They thought it was a joke.
Yes.
Is this a pandemic here all over again? What the hell happened?
All of a sudden, Adam Ottavino is not just on the Yankee roster, but he's been activated. Mm-hmm. That did kind of feel like it came out of nowhere. But it's one game. You guys have one loss this season.
He wasn't the problem.
No, he wasn't. The game was already blown by then. In fact, you know the Yankees are on pace to win 130 games? Does that make you feel better?
No, look, they could be the best team in baseball history. We know that.
They're on pace. Now, the best team in baseball history, and Tiki's loving every second of this, is the LA Dodgers.
That's right.
They are the first defending...
The real evil empire.
Well, they are evil. They are the first defending champion to start the following season 7-0 since the 1933 New York Yankees. By the way, that Yankee team did not win, okay? Mm-hmm. That was a Washington Senators American League pennant year, just so you know. But what I've decided with the Dodgers, besides when they play my team, I want them to break the all-time wins record.
Why?
I want the Dodgers.
You want them to be overconfident going into the postseason so that it, should the Mets make it again to the whatever round that they meet them, they beat them.
It's not even
overconfidence.
I don't think it's overconfidence.
Knocking
more than
the
it
king
is.
Off the hill?
Yeah.
Making you feel better about your Metsies?
Well, I'll feel better if they beat them no matter how many wins they have. But I love the idea of them entering baseball history, kind of like the 0-1 Mariners, where they win a ton of games and then they flame out in October. And I do think it adds pressure to them. So I don't think it's overconfidence,
but especially coming off a World Series season.
Yeah. So I want to see the Yankees. I want to see the Dodgers win 125 games. I think that would be tremendous. And then whether it's my team, I know you think that, or it's the Phillies or it's the Padres or the Giants, whatever team you come up with, watching them get defeated in the DS or CS, which they will, by the way, will be that much more gratifying.
Also, imagine starting a year 7-0 and only having a half-game lead in your division. Because the Padres haven't lost yet.
No, you're right. Padres keep winning, which is unbelievable. We'll come back with more of your calls at 888-808-1019. Last night, I don't know if you picked up on it, T, because I know you were watching both games, and you're a big fantasy baseball owner now, so you're scouting the league. And I talked about this a little bit on my Rico Bronya last night. But Mark Vientos had an incident. There was a ground ball to third base that was bobbled by the third baseman, and Vientos shut it down at the very end of the play. And even though Paulie, the third baseman, bobbled it, he threw Vientos out by like a half a step because Vientos stopped running. And it was a bad look. It was just a very, very bad look. Well, Mark Vientos was just asked before this afternoon's game about that incident. And I think my fellow Met fans will feel better about the Mark Vientos situation based on his answer and a few other things he added.
I won't let that happen again, for sure.
Did anybody address it with you?
Yeah, I mean, after the game, Lindor and Antoine and Mendy, they kind of said, hey, don't let that happen again.
So, A, I won't let that happen again.
That was hard to hear, but... He said, that won't happen again.
And then B, Lindor, the manager, and Anton Richardson on the coaching staff all identified it, which I appreciate because I think sometimes, I know you felt this way, Sean, last year with the Yankees, sometimes like Gleyber Torres wouldn't run it out.
He just got away with it.
And he would get away with it.
Yes. Nobody held him accountable.
Right. And by the way, he may have been held accountable. We didn't know about it.
Correct.
Mark Vientos addressed it, told us what happened, held himself accountable, and then mentioned by name the people who did.
Right.
And so I think that clarity is going to make us as Met fans feel like, okay.
Yeah, for the Yankees, Boone would never call anybody out.
And to add to that, remember, he only got held accountable, Asher Gleyber, after Stroman openly called him out in Toronto, and then he was benched after Stroman called him out.
Right.
So it almost felt like it came to a boiling point. This is the first week of the season, and you're hearing Lindor's involved. I think this is great news for the Mets.
No, absolutely.
But I mean, this is why Lindor is the captain.
He's the captain.
Now, the example is Nimmo. I know we talked about this, the Nimmo-Lindor thing, but Nimmo, I mean, he walks and he runs to first base.
Right.
You know what I mean? So there are plenty of ways to get Mark Vientos right on this, and I don't think it'll happen again. Like it's not like it was as embarrassing, it was bad, and it would cost him the game type of thing, but it's just something that we notice because it's early in the season, and the expectation for him is huge.
Well, I'll tell you the other thing that bothers me is when you have a struggling offense, and through five games, the Mets haven't hit in four of the games, so small sample size, but they're a struggling offense. You need to take advantage of every opportunity, every miscue. The Miami Marlins took advantage of miscues last night. Right. They didn't take advantage of the first Lindor error, but they did the second. That's how those two runs were unearned when Paulie hit that double. Like, the Marlins deserve credit. They took advantage of a miscue. That inning could have been the Mets taking advantage of a miscue. But because Mark Vientos wasn't running, they weren't able to be in any position for it. So I'm glad it was addressed. I'm glad Vientos said it'll never happen again. We'll hold you to it, Mark, just so you know we're watching. And it's good to hear that Met leadership took care of it. So that's a little bit of a positive. Now, let's get to Dave Sims, and then we'll get to your calls. A lot of football to get to. It's a very busy day. So when we played Dave Sims' calls on Friday after opening day, we noticed the hey now. He had been doing that in Seattle as well. And my first reaction as a Stern fan was, is he honoring Howard Stern? Is he honoring who Howard Stern was honoring? Because as I mentioned on last Friday, he was honoring Hank Kingsley, Larry Sanders, Gary Shandling. The Larry Sanders Show, Hank Kingsley was a character, the sidekick to Gary Shandling, Larry Sanders, who would say, hey now. So first, before we hear Dave's answer, of course Howard brought it up. It was brought to Howard's attention. Here's Howard Stern finding out about Dave Sims using Hey Now.
How long's he been saying Hey Now, Jason?
Hey Now. So he before he came to the Yankees, he was doing the Seattle Mariners, and I've read and heard from people that he was doing Hey Now out there too.
If he could add Howard Stern's penis, we would enjoy that too. Howard Stern's penis. Well, I say Hey Now. He says Hey Now.
Hey Now.
But whatever. We love Hey Now so much, and so we welcome Dave Sims to the Yankees because anybody who says Hey Now has got to be a great guy, right?
Well, let's hope. I think it's great to keep Gary Shandling's memory alive.
I think Howard had a great idea. Can you imagine if after the Yankees home runs, Dave Sims just says Howard Stern's penis?
He wants to see my penis.
Like, that's Howard's idea. That is not a bad idea.
Why did you say that? Like, what's the context?
Well, the context is that
most people would not know. Especially young people. No, they'd be like, what in the hell are you even talking about?
No, I understand. It would just be so random. The pitch to Volpe. Hit in the air to deep left field. It's gone. Hey now, Anthony Volpe. Howard Stern's penis.
He desperately wants to see my penis.
It's his fourth home run of the season. By the way, that is Howard talking about me. Yes. Desperately wanting to see it. Huh. The context is, I went to the bathroom next to Howard Stern. Twice, by the way. This happened twice. Once while I was filming his movie as a child. But the referring story was not when I was a child.
As a child. You were a young adult.
No. I was a child. I was like 12. That's a child. And the second time, the one where I did peek over and see, was when I was working at Sirius before he got his private bathrooms.
Oh, you weren't peeping as a child.
No, I was not. I didn't see it as a child. I kind of made up that I did, but that's all BS. As an adult at Sirius, I glanced over. And then he thought I had an obsession with seeing it, which it was more just curiosity.
Torpedo bat?
Not too far off. Now, Dave Sims was on earlier today with BT and Sal, and while they weren't being ungrateful little bastards for me offering them Nick tickets, they did ask Dave Sims, hey, is Hey Now a tribute to Howard? Where did the Hey Now call come from? Here's Dave's answer.
I've watched Larry Sanders' show, and I've heard Howard say it, but I actually was familiar with it years ago, growing up, household with some music, American Standards, Frank Sinatra, Ella Fitzgerald, etc. And Mr. Sinatra sang a song that was written by Harold Arlen and Ted Kohler back in the 1930s of the series up at the Cotton Club. And if you're familiar with the song, at the back end, it with rising crescendo, and it says, "Hey now, I'm in love." So. Wow. I don't know. We 10, 12 years ago, I guess driving to a ballpark, and it sort of hit me. So you had a rotation on your phone, right? And it came. I said, I might want to try that in a game one day. And I did, and it worked. And I've used it in hoops. I've used it largely in basketball. And I really enjoyed the pop that Howard gave me.
That's cool. It's funny the minds of play-by-play announcers.
Yeah.
They're obviously working with a few over the years. It's like they all have a different approach and mentality.
Yeah.
And Dave Sims is listening to a song on his iPhone, and it pops up, and he's just like, hey, I should use that.
Yeah.
Like, how do you come up with these ideas or think that that's going to sound good in a broadcast?
Very random.
It is so random.
Very random. Well, here's what matters. Howard has given him his blessing. It doesn't come from Howard Stern, no. Even though he knows Howard did it. And everybody's a big, happy family. And so later tonight, you will get to hear game two of the series against the Diamondbacks. And luckily for Dave, he's getting a lot of hay nows because the Yankees, even in a loss last night, are hitting a lot of home runs. How many are they up to now? 17 home runs? 16 home runs? Where are they at now, Sean?
I don't know. It's, I think it's six. No.
They hit three last night. They had 15 going into it.
That's 18. 18, yeah.
Wow. 18 home runs to start the season.
Right, because Rice put them over.
That's incredible. Yeah, Ben Rice is hitting the cover off the ball. Not only do they have the league-leading amount of home runs at 18, but there's a bunch of teams that have, like, two.
Yeah.
So, like, the Astros have two. In fact, here's my favorite stat. They have hit more home runs than eight teams have scored runs. In fact, one of those teams is the Mets. The Yankees have hit more home runs than the Mets have scored runs. Use that with your friends at a party tonight.
I love it. And three of them cold outdoor games.
What does that mean? Oh, because you don't think the ball would travel as far?
I mean, isn't that notorious at Yankee Stadium? The ball doesn't travel as much in the cold weather.
Yeah, but the right field fence is 300.
I mean, come on.
Let's saw that hole. Okay, Gary Cohen. I mean,
come on.
Not that the left field fence is much longer, but you know what I mean.
Yeah. It's not exactly like you're hitting it out of Yellowstone Park over there.
That's true.